Grace and peace to you, and welcome to Faith Lutheran Church. My name is Candace Wassell. I'm the pastor here at Faith. It is such a joy to have you visit with us. You are welcome, so welcome in every part of Faith's community. You are welcome to join us in person at worship on Sundays. You're welcome to visit us online. You're welcome in our mission and our fellowship, and most important, you are welcome at the Lord's table.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, Jesus said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Well, friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Jesus said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" I have a confession to make to you this morning, friends. After nearly 40 years in the ministry, I'm going to tell you a secret. This is the truth. One of the things I absolutely love most about church can be summed up with a seven-letter single word: potluck. Now, I think we all know what a potluck is, but just to be sure, a potluck is a church dinner where everybody brings something they made at home to share with everyone else. I have joked to people in the past that the main reason I went into the ministry was potlucks. I'm going to be honest with you here. It's pretty much the truth. Here's the thing. For me, at almost every potluck, there is a holy moment, friends. Standing in the serving line, an empty plate in my hand, looking at these tables laden with wonderful things to eat, in that moment, I have a flashback. Just for an instant, I am again 7 or 8 years old, standing at the Christmas buffet spread out in my great-grandmother's dining room. The snow was swirling outside in the Minnesota wind, but there in that room, packed tight with 30 or more relatives, and the smells of a homemade feast, we'd be as warm and snug and happy as we could be. And in the center of all that bustle and excitement was my great-grandmother, Mary Berg, at that time already well into her 80s, but who would remain in that house, living alone and independent, until she was 99, at which time she reluctantly went to a care facility. I told you in a sermon last November about her old stoneware serving platter. She lived to be 103, spry and mischievous to the end. So in my mind, I can still see that banquet she'd prepared. Roast turkey and ham, potatoes and sweet potatoes, corn and peas and green bean casserole, gravy in a big porcelain dish shaped like a chicken, a basket heaped with dinner rolls that she'd made late the night before and left on the warm stove to rise. And then there was the fruit salad, the one my brothers and I fought over, a glorious amalgamation of canned fruit cocktail and marshmallows mixed together in what seemed to be an incomprehensible quantity of Cool Whip. Now, I've cooked a few family holiday meals myself over the years, and that experience has only heightened the admiration I have in my heart for this tiny, frail-looking great-grandmother of mine. She made it all herself. Oh, she'd say, if you offered, you can bring a pie if you want to help, but I have dinner taken care of. We were all amazed. We were all so grateful. We were all so much more than satisfied. Grandma Berg, you've really outdone yourself this year, her happy descendants would declare. Grandma Berg, we can't thank you enough. And Grandma Berg would be hard-pressed to hide her pleasure and her pride at our praises. She'd smile and she'd blush just a little bit, and she'd say the words I remember so well. Words her German immigrant parents had taught her when she was a child. Die Liebe geht durch den Magen, she'd say. Love goes through the tummy. We would leave that day knowing that we were dearly loved indeed. Die Liebe geht durch den Magen. What a great truth this expression is. I've served a variety of congregations of a variety of heritage over the years. A little Swedish country church among the cornfields, a German congregation in St. Louis, a very Norwegian congregation in the Lake Country of West Central Minnesota. And I gotta tell you, no matter if it's meatballs and lefse, or bratwurst and potato salad, or even lutefisk on the menu, what's really served up and shared in heaping helpings is love, my friends. Pure and simple love. Do you remember that old Louis Armstrong song, It's a Wonderful World? There's a line from that song that comes to mind. I see friends shaking hands saying, how do you do? What they're really saying is, I love you. Garrison Keillor used to make fun of us Lutherans. We people mostly of Scandinavian and German heritage, much more likely to look at our shoes and scuffle our feet than we are to look each other in the eye and say what we really feel. But listen, every cake that we bake for a family that's going through hard times, every tater tot hot dish or green bean casserole we make for the church potluck, every tomato from our garden, every warm cookie from our oven is like a valentine sent straight from the heart. An expression of love so simple and pure and utterly undeniable. That's what I love about church potlucks. Love abounds in every dish prepared and offered to those around. Love abounds in every fork we lift to our lips. Die Liebe geht durch den Magen, my friends. Love goes through the tummy. Jesus said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" Have you ever noticed how many of the great episodes of Jesus' life involve food? At a wedding banquet, his first miracle, he turns water into wine, wine in abundance. He feeds 4,000 people far out in the countryside. And then he tops that by feeding 5,000 people far out in the countryside. He takes bread and wine and shares them with his disciples. "My body," he says, "my blood." He shares them with us as signs of his love. Jesus completely cares deeply about the hungry. He commands his followers to feed those in need. Well, who am I talking to? Of course you, dear people of Faith Lutheran, you get this. You know this well, this Die Liebe geht durch den Magen business. You who started the O'Fallon food pantry right here in this place. You who invite the community to dine every Monday night. Who feed all who will come each Thanksgiving. You who prioritized and designed and raised funds for and built a commercial kitchen and a glorious space for dining. You understand this all so well already. Faith Lutheran has a passion in its heart for anyone who shows up at its doors hungry, for anyone who wonders, "Have you anything here to eat?" And you know that people hunger for more than just food, don't they? Faith Lutheran is a place and a people who care about spiritual food, nourishing souls as well as bodies. Look who we see standing at our door. People hungry for connection. People who hunger for an opportunity to make a difference in the world. Families hungry for a place for their children to learn about Jesus. "Have you anything here to eat?" they ask. And the people of Faith Lutheran reply, "In Jesus' name, do we ever." Whether it's a hot meal, the opportunity for a shower or to do one's laundry, to take a class or experience music-filled worship, whatever it is that's made available, you understand that what you're really giving is love. What a beautiful thing it is to have that kind of heritage as a congregation. To be part of Faith Lutheran is to take your place among the difference makers, to walk in the footsteps of the faithful that created and shaped and formed this place into what it is today. And even more exciting, to be part of Faith Lutheran is to take your turn in creating and shaping what this church is yet to be. To play your part in the God-praising, faith-forming, people-serving vision that lies at the heart of our Preparing Space for Grace capital appeal that we kick off today. We as a congregation are dedicating ourselves over the next 4 weeks to achieving the second of three phases of a master plan for our facilities that will transform our ability to serve this community in the way God intends. Phase two means exciting improvements to our worship space, more parking to welcome people, a solar energy system. But even beyond that, in important ways, phase two gets us ready for what lies ahead, an all-new building for children's ministry, our PYC program, offices, and more. Phase two moves us close to the fulfillment of our facility's vision that's going to burst open a world of ministry opportunities and possibilities for which this church, this community, this world is hungering. Today, as Pastor Candace mentioned, in your church mailbox, or this week in your mailbox at home, if you're watching online today, you'll find an appeal packet that contains three key parts. The first is our appeal booklet that tells the story and provides the details about what our Preparing Space for Grace appeal will make possible. The second is that appeal devotion book. 4 weeks of daily devotions written by your sisters and brothers here at Faith. I also invite you to take time each and every day to read and pray through the treasures in that little booklet. These reflections on Faith Lutheran and how it truly makes a difference in real people's lives. In the 4 weeks between now and our commitment Sunday, May 12th, you're invited to prayerfully consider how you'll play a part in financially supporting this important effort. In 4 weeks, we'll lift up together our responses, an offering for God's use and service. Friends, I hope you'll accept this invitation to participate fully in this appeal through your daily prayer, through reading the information that's been made available, and through your prayerful consideration of what your financial support for the appeal will be. Raising as much as we can towards our $2 million project is both ambitious and achievable if we all pull together and do the best we can. Remember this above all, though. We do it for the sake of those who hunger for love in all its many expressions. We do it for the sake of Jesus. May God bless us in this holy work. In Jesus' name, amen.
The most valuable message we have to share at Faith is the promise we have in Jesus. We come together every Sunday to share this good news in the reading of Scripture and sharing of Holy Communion. It is these two acts of worship that we learn of the forgiveness, peace, and joy that Jesus has won for us on the cross. These gifts also belong to you, and we hope you will feel welcome to receive them. After we've shared worship together, we trust that we are ready to be sent out into the world to serve our neighbor, and you're welcome to join us in that great work as well. There are so many opportunities at Faith to be the hands and feet of Jesus in the world. It's what we feel called to do. It's what we're passionate about. Above all, I want to encourage you in your faith. No matter where you're at in your journey with Christ, you are welcome to visit Faith as often as you are able. But whatever you do, keep searching. There is a church family set aside just for you, and I trust the Holy Spirit will place you right where you need to be.